that. And they decided to run E.G. Bucher because he was a desperate character. He'd do anything, you know. He was a sort of Marshall Dillon, and what some of those characters in Western history you've
read. Roy Bean.
Wild Bill Hitchcock, you know, he was. So they met there, and they decided to run him for sheriff. That was about in 1877. So they walked down to the courthouse. Now that wasn't the present the courthouse that's there now, but it was another one before that. And they went there to qualify several of the men. And the way he was going down the street, when he arrived at that corner where Sonia's drugstore is, you familiar with that? On the back side, there was a Negro that was open at that time. Some Negro, I think his name was Pulley, was making a speech. Politics was coming, stirring up. Bucher didn't lose time. He pulled out his six-shooter and shot him off the stairs. Well, nothing seemed to have been done about it. He went to the courthouse and qualified.
And what?
He qualified to run for sheriff after he shot him off the stand. Now, whether he killed a man or not, I don't know. I never thought about asking him when he told the story. You understand? But that's how it was run. And he won the election. And he was the law.
Yeah.
He made the law. Of course, they went through the formality in court, you know, of like they were doing something, but the poor nigga didn't have a chance.
Oh, boy.
And my daddy told me when he was a kid, about 10 or 12 years old, there was a bunch of Negroes fighting on the bank. They were drunk, you know, right across that. And it says old Bucher was coming along the road in his buggy. He had two horses, you know, double team. And he said he saw when he reached down to grab his rifle, and he said he shot one of them right there, killed him. The other one slipped in the bushes. That's what saved him. He'd have killed both of them just because they were fighting. And they were deathly afraid of him. So that's the way it was run. And he didn't mind hanging them, you understand? It was not a law like we have it today. They really made their own law. And it became a necessity, too, that they do that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because niggers would act up all the time, right?
Yes. You know, they didn't have the preparation. Yeah, let's put it this way. And they were easily handled. So what really in the end happened, it was the whites, the local whites that had lived here for generations, were getting back the government in their own hands. And the only way they could control them was to do it in the way I've told you. You understand? And it's a pity some of the old timers weren't around to tell you. I've heard many a story, and they will surface with time. Now, lots of people think this was terrible, but it was something that had to be done. Because the lands wouldn't work. They just roamed the roads. I've heard my old grandmother say that oftentimes her mother was a widow and that she had a bunch of young children, and they were deathly afraid of the Negroes at that time. They would roam the roads at night, you know. They were completely out of control. And it took that to bring them back into line. It seems terrible from our viewpoint today, but it was something that just seemed had to be done.